You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I got to get a new car. Gut reaction. How do we feel about Jeeps?
What kind of Jeep?
We've talked about this, Joe. You're not a Jeep guy.
You're a Cherokee.
You're not inside the Jeep.
Doing the Jeep wave?
Yeah.
What do you have now?
When I picture Jeep guy, I don't think Joe O. That's it.
Yeah, you don't fit the mold.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Now all of a sudden I have R. Kelly, you remind me of my Jeep song.
Beep, beep.
What song was that?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. We are back on
Facebook. I want to hear about people jumping in R. Kelly's Jeep.
No. Now that's even more incentive to stay away from the Jeep. Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, I'm Aaron Hawksworth. We are off the board in this segment. So, little backstory. Joe O, backing out of his garage, knocks off the rear view, side mirror, and yes. Now he wants to get a new car. So we're trying to help him figure out, is a Jeep a good fit for him? What direction are we going?
The answer is no.
Jake Hassan is dead set on this, and I want to hear why in a moment. But here's the thinking. I have noticed they've been more popular, and the more and more I think about it, I'm like, that's actually perfect for me. I'm the main car we use is my wife's, and that's, you know, the bigger crossover thing. And I don't want a crossover, squeeze that in the garage. Listen, my daughter, like, she gives zero bleeps all the time. So when she gets out of the car, my car's on the far right. My wife's car's in the middle. We got a bunch of crap on the left side. So she just flies that thing open. Like, she hits my car all the time, right? And if I get a crossover or an SUV, it's just going to be beat to hell on the driver's side. So I'm worried about that. Jeep, it's a little smaller there, but I also don't want a sedan. I'm done with that. I want to be up a little bit higher. So that's my thinking there. That's part of my thinking. Go ahead, Jake. Tell me why. I'm not a Jeep guy because I didn't know there were Jeep people.
No, like we said yesterday, like, you're not a Wrangler guy, like, who's going to be doing the Jeep wave, driving down the highway to the beach.
No, waving to anybody.
With your paddle
I hate
boards.
People.
Yeah, exactly. So, but if you do like a Cherokee, like my mom has a Cherokee and she loves it. So okay. That I could see. But you're not going off-roading is what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I'm not going off-roading. In our Twitter poll, at BetQL Daily on Twitter, at BetQL Daily, 43% said, no way, Joe is not a Jeep guy.
The people get it. I mean, the people responded. There are certain people that are Jeep guys. You're not a Jeep guy. You need to go.
Well, they know he hates people. Our audience listens long enough that they know Joe O hates people. He's not going to do the Jeep wave. I could see, like, in my brain.
I didn't know you had to do the Jeep wave.
I mean, you don't have to, but I mean, it's kind of.
No, you do.
They won't sell it to you
unless you do it. Yeah.
It comes with the territory.
It's a Wrangler wave. I'm still on the Jeep Cherokee train. I think it's kind of like a swaggy dad mobile. I can see Joe O in that.
See, what are the other waves, or, you know, there are certain truckers, you know, if you want to truck on the highway, you've got to do type thing. No, are there any other cars where, you know, I need to know about, like, you got to be in this club, you got to play along.
Well, unless you're driving them, I don't think you have to worry about it too much. So you're not going to drive an 18-wheeler next, are you?
No, well, I was just thinking about anytime
that
I see
people. That would be incredible
people,
content.
We gotta
those JB Hunt those J.B. Hunt semis that you see, like people that work for J.B. Hunt or know people that work for J.B. Hunt, they like drive up next to them all the time, do the, they pull their arm down, and then they're waiting for them to give the horn. You've never seen this.
Oh my gosh. We need another poll where the people can vote. Like, is Joe O, you know, Wrangler guy, Honda Odyssey
options.
Guy?
I'm a motorcycle guy, most likely.
Yeah, we all thought that. You know what my favorite part of this is? Most times when people
sidecar of a motorcycle.
People look at like safety ratings, what's good for families. We're basing this on just what kind of guy you look like. Just like, right. it's all based on
So that. Have we come up with an answer? Does anybody have a suggestion? Nope. Or just going to shout down everything I say?
I like the Cherokee for you, but nobody else has said anything.
I would also just like to make it clear, other things that you are not is definitely not a pickup truck guy. I feel like that was probably implied.
Oh, no.
But I want to put it out there just so we all
that is
are on the same page. Arm out the window.
That is
a big dually.
that did not need to be even said. Like, yeah, not happening.
I would say the guy that falls down concrete or something.
Yeah. The guy that falls down his basement steps and puts holes in the wall, he's not a pickup truck guy.
I mean, seriously. Yeah, the guy who has fallen through his attic into his son's room through the ceiling, not a pickup truck guy.
The guy who snapped his side view mirror off definitely needs a bigger truck for sure. This is just the roast of Joe O. I kind of like that.
I enjoy it.
At least no one said you're a minivan guy. I think that's the worst.
Minivan? Yeah, those are bad.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone to the crossovers now.
Okay.
It feels like. So I don't know what I'm doing.
You know who won't be crossing over anytime soon is Urban Meyer. He shoots down leaving the Jags. Take a listen.
Unfortunately for you, some rumors came out yesterday connecting you to the USC job. I just want to give you the opportunity to refute it so that I can put it to bed.
No chance. I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
I mean, the reporter who asked that's got some cojones, because I thought it was slightly disrespectful to ask that question or kind of go there with him. I mean, it's a little early. I know there's lots of rumors, but I was like, damn, he's really going there?
I thought the opposite. I thought it was weak. Like, he gave him the out before even finishing the question. He's like, I want to give you the opportunity to refute. Like, no, just ask the open-ended question.
That's
and
true.
If he wants to deny it, he can deny it. My first thought was Herb's body language. He looks down and he just mumbles. And I know he does that a lot, but if you're adamant about something, don't you look them in the face or look at the cameras and aren't you more stern about it? Like, no, I have no interest. I'm committed to building this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, two things stood out to me. One, the wording from the reporter was, unfortunately for you. Why would it be unfortunate for Urban Meyer? Like, isn't it good that people want him, right? Like, someone else would want him to coach their program. So that was weird. But the other part, did you guys pick up on Urban's, the way he worded what he's trying to do in Jacksonville? He's
committed
to to trying to build a team. He can't even say I'm going to do it. I'm going to try. Like, we might fail here miserably, but we're going to try in Jacksonville.
Have you heard the saying trying is lying? Probably not going to work out.
I saw a tweet that said this story sounds a lot like Urban's heart is going to start acting up again. He's going to have to take a year off.
I was thinking that watching that game on Sunday. I was. Some sports books released the latest odds on first coach fired. Urban Meyer, after one game, is now the third favorite. Matt Nagy is the first favorite, which I don't believe.
Shad Khan's not going to fire him, though. He might quit.
He might leave. But I think you win the bet if he quits. First coach to leave your post. Like, it depends on the wording.
You'll win the Zimmer one. He's ready to run out the door. He hates that team. He hates his team.
They hate him. Yeah.
All right. So Aaron Rodgers clearly struggled in week one. And now DeMichael Finley throwing a little shade Rodgers' way. Take a listen.
Bro, this is the National Football League. Each offseason, you got to work like it's the last season. And I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. And actually, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tells everything of the personality. And I just don't see it, that NFL hunger and just feel hungry to go win another championship.
Ooh, well, that first game certainly showed exactly what JerMichael was talking about there. Fellas, what are your thoughts?
I mean, he's right. I mean, I think he's right. Like, Aaron Rodgers comes across to me as he doesn't care. Like, if he wins another title, cool. Like, that whole, like, whatever happens, happens, life's a beautiful mystery thing. It's all fun and games after the season and when we go into the offseason. But I think that's the way he approaches life and football now. It doesn't come across like he really actually cares that much. I mean, you saw it after the game. LaFleur is like, well, we were embarrassed. And he's like, oh, I wouldn't use that word. I mean, Aaron, you should be embarrassed. You got rocked.
There are a lot of people that cover that team that said last offseason, heading into the MVP year, he was there all the time working his tail off. This offseason, not the case. So has that been a poor season for the Packers? I'm not there. You could look at all the metrics, all the matchups you want. After hearing that quote, I'm probably going to lay it with the Packers. I don't know if it's going to be a contest pick, but part of me is thinking, take an alternate spread, like Packers -17.5. The great ones, you're giving him this, a former teammate, like he's going to come out on national TV like a man on a mission, and he has it in him. He's just so uber talented. Some of the matchups in this game set up that too. Jeff Okuda is on the IR for the Lions. Yeah. They don't have anybody at corner. They got nothing against Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers on national TV coming off an embarrassing loss. Man, they are going to lay it on the Lions. The question is the back door going to be open? But yeah, my reaction to that is I might just have to take the Packers.
We were just talking about Robbie Ray in the AL Cy Young race being rather tight. Well, apparently so are Robbie Ray's pants, and the world is obsessed with them. If you haven't noticed, go ahead and Google it. This was not me coming up with this, okay? Robbie Ray's tight pants is a thing. There's even a Twitter handle for it. What do we think on baseball players wearing super tight pants? Good look, bad look?
Professional Aaron Hawksworth, the transitions are, you're just hitting home runs today. I'm like, how? Wait. She did. She found a way to transition over to Robbie Ray's tight pants and did it quite smoothly. I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently it's a thing going on around Major League Baseball. And I did notice like a month ago, every time I was tweeting about Robbie Ray and my hopes of winning the AL Cy Young, there would be people commenting about his tight pants. Like, what are you talking about? So then if you look it up, like, oh, yeah, they are kind of tight. But Joe G was all over it.
Walker Buehler, Robbie Ray. I mean, the two Cy Youngs might be coming from the tightest pants on the pitching mound this year. It seems so uncomfortable. Like, that's my thing. Like, I don't get it. Like, all these years we watch baseball, nobody really wears tight pants, right? Like, some guys wear baggy pants. Nobody wears tight pants.
The baggy pants would weigh you down, though, running the bases. Give me the tight ones.
Well, I hate it as a pitcher.
So I don't know, but I'm just thinking from an athletic standpoint, Having those big baggy Manny Ramirez pants would get on my nerves. All right, hopefully we're not getting on your nerves with our fun topics.
Again!
I know, coming up next, we are going to get a little more serious, talk about some of the games that we love this weekend, NFL style. It's BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, I'm Aaron Hawksworth. See you on the other side.